And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, speaking with military community liaison Janet Nichols. And it's about 9:54 here at KMAN, and we're going to talk about various things coming up. There's numerous upcoming events related to Fort Riley and the military community here in Manhattan, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about some of them as we enter the new year, just so you can kind of, for those of you at home, looking ahead at how you want to plan out your year, or in some cases, the upcoming months. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what's coming up.
Great. Well, thanks. Well, we work with the Kaw Valley Rodeo, the first night of the rodeo, which is Thursday, July 21st this year. And we put on something called Military Family Appreciation Night at the Kaw Valley Rodeo, which is a big mouthful. I just call it Rodeo Night. And basically, we fundraise a bit, and Riley County actually supports us in this as well. We fundraise to buy 1,500 tickets for military and their families, primarily on Fort Riley. We've given some to the National Guard unit here, the 130th Field Artillery as well a couple times. So that. And then we also put on a pre-rodeo picnic. And we've had for years Chick-fil-A as our food sponsor for that. They've been a big supporter. I haven't talked to them this year, but last year they said they'd be back. A Pepsi of Manhattan provides all the drinks. And we have a lot of other great supporters who we get the band. It used to be the First ID Band. They tend to be on vacation the last 2 weeks of July. So we've pulled bands from Ohio and Wisconsin. The funniest one was we got one from the Pacific Northwest, a National Guard band, and they played grunge, which, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. But usually they play country western music, which fits the event, and it's a really fun event. The meal is totally free for the military and their families, and it's a nice fun event, and it's really great when it's not like 110 degrees out, because I've done that. But it's a fun event. We also have Fort Riley Day at K-State. That date has not been announced, which is the K-State football game. Typically, there is a pregame picnic or tailgate for that as well. I don't think that's even started discussions yet, but look for that in the fall. I always say that is the best football game of the year. I don't care who we are playing, and I don't care if we win, because it's just a fun day.
I think that's the only K-State game I've ever been to was a Military Community Appreciation Day as well. So
yeah.
It was loud and it was booming, that's for sure.
Oh, it's fun. And you see Willie got promoted again, you know, this year. I think he's a sergeant, first sergeant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
he's moving up quick.
He's moving up. I don't know. He's probably going to send him to OCS and give him some butter bars or something. Anyway, we also have the Veterans Day Parade on Friday, November 11th. So that is always a great event. As I like to say, it's from the mall to City Hall along Points Avenue. We have the largest parade participation in the state of Kansas. We had almost 80, I think there's 78 or 80 entries, almost 2,000 people in the parade. That's not even counting how many watching. And then we have our ceremony of honor immediately after at Peace Memorial Auditorium. And we also are doing Vet Fest across the street with static displays from Fort Riley and jump houses and food trucks. And hopefully that'll grow a little bit this year. I want to thank you folks at KMAN. You guys always support us so much for Veterans Day. That is put on by the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. I am a past president of that, and that is a great, great group. The Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is always looking for volunteers, whether you are a veteran or not. I'm the spouse of a veteran. We have some members who are just great, patriotic Americans who are not veterans who are on there, and if you would like to help with any of those events, the parade, the indoor ceremony, or the Vet Fest, we'd love to have you join us.
And I had a chance to go out there for, you know, we were basically all hands on deck for coverage of that, just because of, one, how important the community is, and also how big the event is. It seems like it just makes sense to be out there. But I was out at the inaugural Vet Fest as well, and I'm just curious what your takeaway of having it was. First year, what were your thoughts, and maybe wondering how you're planning on maybe growing it in the future. You talked about some growth.
Well, I think we're trying to get a few more food there. I mean, that was one of the things we really wanted, to have food there. And then we're also looking to have more static displays. So those are probably the two prongs, but it's a good time. It's good fun and free. I mean, and, you know, that's what I'm always game for. Fun, family-friendly, free. Let's do it.
If people want to learn more about the Military Relations Committee or Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, where should they go?
You can contact me at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, janet@manhattan.org.
Janet, thanks for coming out. Always wonderful to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Nick, and thank you, Dave, too.
And if you want to check out any of this, archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, Nick, thanks much. Ken Coleman, Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, Pep Rally at 3.